2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh, Tarzan.
Pardon me while I swing into my vine to start the 15-minute morning show podcast. Look, almost everyone's here. There's Froggy and Danielle and Gandhi back in New York. Is it good to be back in New York?
It is, actually. I love coming back here. I got to stop going and seeing that dumb boyfriend of mine.
Oh, stop it.
I'm just kidding. He's great, too.
Scotty B in Master Control, and there's Scary, and there's Nate, and there's Garrett, and suspiciously missing Brody.
Well, I have a theory. I think he had such a large contribution today. I think he probably tapped out.
He went back to sleep.
What? No. He loves doing this thing.
Yeah,
come on.
Brody always shows up. He'll go to the opening of a window.
I always, but during the show, when he's on the phone, on hold, listening, I always picture him in bed with the covers over him with an earpiece.
In his boxers.
Oh, God.
Like, always in his boxers.
I think he spends time in the den. I think that's where he spends most of his morning, or in the kitchen.
But there's no way he's sitting up for 4 hours he has his earpiece in, he's on the couch, he's definitely legs up, you know, relaxing at times.
I don't know. Any other guesses where Brody is?
In the bathroom. He
was going to say, yeah.
Pooper.
Wasn't it Brody who flushed the toilet on mic while we were doing an interview with someone?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. He could be.
Oh, he's signing in now. I see him on the audio portion.
Let's give him a standing ovation when he gets here.
Okay.
He's trying to connect.
Scoot back so I can see.
Uh-oh, I see three dots.
Uh-huh. What does that mean?
The dots from hell.
He's going to have to go over to Zoom.
He's going to have to move to Zoom.
Okay, well, he'll be here. That's right, if you're just turning us on, we're awaiting the arrival of Brody. But I guess you didn't just turn us on because this is a thing
you know what happened
the
before?
Beginning.
In the Zoom room, that was so weird. So I don't know if it was just on my end, but so Scotty B's image all of a sudden did like a little glitch, but it seemed like a horror movie. Like either they like were trying to make me not see what was actually going on in the room at the time, you know, when they go and edit things, or that he was like an apparition. It was so weird.
It's the ghost of his speared teddy bear.
That's right.
Oh my God. I was walking by earlier and there is actually a doll face down, ass up with a hole in its butt.
What?
Sitting right by his computer. I took video of it. I was like, what in the hell
Scotty,
is this?
It's the elf. And we talked about this last year. I ripped the ass open. All the beads fell out. And he's just been sitting back there for a year.
Your elf had anal beads?
Yeah.
Scotty, you know that's a little weird.
Why?
It's more weird the position it's in when you walk by his glass
I saw
window.
It too.
It's just sitting
face
there.
Down, ass
it's
up.
Face been, down, ass up
it's
with
been
the hole.
Sitting there holding this computer up. The laptop is floppy, so he holds.
Wait, that's the technology?
People.
Is that the level of technology we have at Z100?
Yeah, so now the computer flopped a little bit. Yeah, that's my
we elf. Use a stuffed animal to hold up a laptop screen?
Yeah. High tech.
Now I got to put him back.
Award winning.
So total high tech.
But of all the places to tear a hole, why his anus?
Right.
Well, because we were talking about Ted E. Bear at the time, and I ripped a hole in this guy's ass so you could see what it's like.
Oh, God.
I have nothing.
I don't think anybody does.
You know, yesterday I was wondering why we didn't get nominated for a podcast award, but I think we found out why.
Yeah.
How did we not?
Yeah. Well, we don't do this for the awards.
True.
Hey, wait. Why do we do it, Elvis?
It's not for the
here
glamour.
He comes. Here comes Dave Brody. Come on, Brody. Come on.
Come on.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. Put your ass into it.
Come on, Brody.
Sign here he comes.
That cartoon of him looks so suspect. I know it's a microphone, but the way he's holding it with his mouth open, looking like he's drooling a little bit, it looks like. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Brody. How come he's not signing on, Scary? Well, I hear him.
We have him through Zoom today and not through the clean audio.
You guys hear me?
Yes.
We hear you, but we don't see
your
you.
Where's camera?
Hello?
We're here.
Yeah, we're here.
Can you hear us?
This is Uncle Brody.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
we can. We can.
Yes, Uncle Johnny, we're here. Hello?
Lady.
So he can't
wait,
hear us.
I got a question. Can you hear us?
Well, we asked that question.
Can you hear us?
I don't understand why it doesn't work. It works one day and doesn't work the next day.
Because the solar flares.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm telling
you. Gandhi told you, Daniel. We have solar flares.
Okay. Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Yes, we can hear you, but you can't hear us.
I think it's more operator error than it is solar flares.
Yeah, I'm going with that. He also has a laptop from 1981. He refuses Scary, to give it up.
Scary, why don't you get off your ass and call him real quick on your cell?
I could do that.
It's so funny. It sounds like grandma when she's opening a candy bag.
Yeah.
Well, we know how this story's going to play out. So, it is Scary's fault.
Every time.
There, hey, there he is.
Hey!
Oh.
Wait.
No, he's gone. He's gone.
We lost
him. Sit down. We lost him. Sit down.
It was like that movie Cloverfield for a second.
You need to know that if you're listening to this, you're missing out. You should try to watch. He doesn't see you, Danielle.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't? I was just doing what I was told.
I just feel sorry for the people who are listening to this podcast.
Listen, going, listen.
What the fuck's going
There's
on?
There's no entertainment for that.
Oh, I've always wondered what that looked like.
This is the funniest. You got to watch this. This is the podcast you have to watch. Hey, Garrett, when you load this, make sure you say this is the podcast you have to watch.
Yeah, don't listen. Go watch on Instagram.
Oh, my goodness. Should not be as funny as it is.
It looks like that video we saw. It looks like that video we saw earlier with the wild boar attacking the guy. Wait, there he is.
Yay! Can you hear me?
Yes.
In standard definition, David Bowie, standard definition.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Can you hear us? Brody.
I hope you enjoyed that. I did what I could to make it funny.
We spent the last 10 minutes saying, yes, we hear you.
Oh, sorry.
So
I couldn't hear you saying it.
Scary is saying it's all operator error and your computer laptop is too old and you need to fix that and learn how to use your equipment.
Yeah, that's not accurate. It's not accurate. There's a problem with the program we used. And he knew it because he immediately texted me and said, switch to your phone.
Yeah.
So because there's a problem with the normal audio.
Yeah. Okay.
But I didn't know that until the podcast started. So.
Now, if you had updated equipment, would that problem not happen? I'm just asking.
It has nothing to do with my equipment. It's the software we use.
Oh.
It's not connecting.
Scary. Would it connect better to a newer computer?
It's still not the computer, Gandhi.
Okay, I just wasn't sure. I had
Maybe
to clarify.
The newer computer would give you the confidence to be a better operator.
That could be, yes. Hey, if there's somebody out there who works for Best Buy, would like to get me a new computer.
Okay. All right.
Bring it on.
All right. So how much time do we have left? I think it's almost over.
Maybe 5 minutes.
Okay, well, you got 5 minutes.
Oh, what did I miss? Can you guys relive the first 10 minutes?
No, you didn't miss anything. You were a part of the first 10 minutes. Just trying to sign on was just so entertaining.
It Whatever looked and sounded like that, like...
Yeah, that's right. How it sounded on my end also.
We're like, oh my god,
That was almost as funny as when Uncle Johnny was trying to sign on for 17 minutes.
Uncle Johnny.
Well, we can get some clarity of what Brody does. We were trying to figure out, do you sit up all 4 hours of the show? Do you relax on the couch? What do you do during the show?
Yeah, where are you and what are you doing the 4 hours during the show or 3.5 hours?
I sit right where I'm sitting.
That's what I thought. I won that.
You did. Okay.
I have the news on over there behind me, right there in front of me, behind the camera.
Behind us.
I have three dogs that rotate who sits here.
No.
And then, you know, I monitor the show. I write in the chat room. No, but I sit here the whole time unless the dog needs to go out. And then I take him or them outside and walk them. But other than that, I'm here the whole time.
Are you wearing pants?
No.
Knew it.
And are you saying that your dog identifies as them?
I'm just going to say the same thing. Your dog has pronoun preference?
No, I have three dogs, so it's a them.
They are them. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
We're all
my dog identifies as a cat. So.
Shut up, Froggy.
Sorry. I apologize. I need to be more sensitive. I'm sorry.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I said, shut up, Froggy. Or all of it. We all say it.
Yeah, we all say it.
We would have like $80
just today alone.
All right, what else? I'm done.
Oh.
No, keep going. I'm just saying.
I was waiting on Nate to do his donut dance, but it never came.
I only had three today. I'm trying to cut back.
He got
so
all
good.
Like donut zari about the donuts, and he was hovering over them. And when people would walk by, he's like, "You can't have that one. You can't have that one.
Really
you can have that one. That's the shitty one."
Danielle knows that. I mean, we have our favorites, right? When I see somebody inching towards my favorite, I'm like,
"Stick your finger in it. Nobody
will. You want to put a fork in
it? Put your finger in it. Nobody will touch it."
So Danielle and I are going to be in studio with you tomorrow. So we expect to have our own Krispy Kreme. Yes. I mean, can we? Who gets them? Does Andrew go get them?
Yeah.
I think he did. Yeah.
Andrew, could you get the Halloween dozen, please? That would be lovely.
I can't do it.
I think it's funny how everybody threw out the lemon one, though. Skiri tossed the lemon one. The producer from down the hall took it, bite, and threw it away. Lemon's great.
I would eat the shit out of that lemon.
You know what else is tomorrow?
What?
Garrett's birthday.
That's right.
Oh. So he'll enjoy the donuts.
Garrett can't eat Krispy Kreme, so he gets an ice cream cake.
Well, it's just like growing up anyway. Like, everyone enjoys everything, and I'll just fade into the background as you sing happy birthday.
Okay. Hey, Andrew. Yep. Andrew, come here. We need to put in like a specific order for donuts tomorrow. Can you help us?
Yes. What do you need?
The Halloween ones, please.
Okay.
Well, oh.
Well, I'm gonna
for
go
Garrett, we need sugar-free, gluten-free donuts.
Which is air. Like, just give me air. Yeah. Give me a box.
Sure.
Some ice chips.
I don't know. I'm going to go online and look at their catalog, the Krispy Kreme catalog, to see what I need.
The Halloween edition is pretty fucking amazing. The the witch's one has green buttercream in the middle, Danielle.
Oh,
I got to say, I was talking to Nate before, and I said, I really think I'm proud of Nate for really leaning into this new era of his life. I'm calling it the dad bod era.
Yeah.
I think he's really leaning back in. There he is.
Nate, don't forget about the abracadabra. That's a good donut, too.
I can't wait to try them all.
See, I got
to
make mine matter because I can only have one donut. And by the way, the reason why you love green buttercream so much?
Why?
That night you were probed by the alien.
How could I forget?
Yeah.
Well, but I'll get you your donuts. No worries.
Thank you. I slapped my stomach, and Diamond thought she farted. She goes, that sounds just like when I fart.
That's some clapping ass cheeks right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, is it over yet?
It's over. We're done. Bye, everybody.
Tell your
friends. Because it was for you. Tell your friends if they're going to do this podcast, you got to watch it.
Yes.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.